It's an NRL round review.
All over.
Oh, not just any round review. Finals round review. Week one finals in the bag. And then there were six MG. We say goodbye to the Gold Coast Titans. We say goodbye to the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah, they both went down with a good fight, didn't they? Mm. Your Titans were brave. Unfortunately for the young Paddy Herbert, he's got all off-season to think about that pass. And yesterday, the Knights, 28-20, went down to the Eels. So, good season for both. Making finals is always a big effort, but now the six big guns are left.
And if you look at the ladder, the best six teams are left. You know, we lost seventh and eighth on the weekend. So, by that logic, we keep on ticking them off, and it should be a Storm Panthers grand final. But that can't happen anymore. We're going to get to all that. Let's start all the way back on Friday night. When the Melbourne Storm, I don't know... I was thinking about this as I watched this game, MG. Storm 40, Seagulls 12. If anyone is to write a rugby league season prediction manifesto, a Bible perhaps, you know what commandment one should be?
What?
Never doubt the Melbourne Storm.
No. That's, they will not doubt.
I shall not doubt the Melbourne Storm.
Because if you do, look, you'll have egg all over your face, like a lot of so-called experts have. They were just clinical. They were... fantastic game plan that Bellamy produced to nullify Tommy Turbo. The interesting stats that come out of the game, I thought, were Jerome Hughes, who's their number one kicker, kicked the ball three times in this game. Tommy Turbo usually touches the ball 50 times in a game. 19 times he touched the ball. Yeah. So the unselfishness of the Melbourne Storm is what I really love about them. I think, Bellamy would have went to... with the team through the week and went through the game plan and really Jerome Hughes would have realised that he's not going to touch the ball much in this game. He basically is going to get that ball on the fifth tackle on the right-hand side and run it. It was amazing. It was just watching it unfold. I had the pleasure of calling this game with Gerds and Dan. You could just see that Melbourne would just up the ante every now and then, just put the foot on the accelerator, and then the interchanges were perfect. They played the perfect game. Maybe they did play the perfect game now in the prelim, hopefully, for Panthers or Parra, if they get through, they won't be as perfect. But you just don't see any chinks in their armour, do you?
We saw Cam Munster back to his influential best.
Yep. Especially that second half, yep.
Yeah, and you talk about that Jerome, Cam Munster kind of pulled the rein a bit and went, Hughesy, you've done a great job during the season.
I'll take it from here.
But I'll look after things from here. You know, he's kept the motor running, and now Cam Munster stepped up and displayed all that class that we kind of expected to see every week from him. Mm. On the other side of it, the Tom Trbojevic influence was always the thing. How do teams stop him? Well, by not letting him see as much ball, Manly kind of stopped him a little bit themselves in a way. He didn't seem to get as much ball from his teammates as he has in the regular season.
No, because they didn't have any role, any go forward. They weren't getting any quick play of the balls. Tommy Turbo, that's his perfect nuance. When he gets the ball, it's usually off a quick play of the ball. He gets first receiver, then goes down the sideline, down the blind side, or just in behind the dummy half in the ruck area. But he didn't do that once in this game. He couldn't, because every time Manly had the ball, they get put on their back, and Melbourne were just perfect in their defence.
I think the absence, the laid out of Lachlan Croker, was significant. I think that's probably something that can't be underestimated. Now, I'm not suggesting Lachlan Croker makes up a 28-point deficit.
No, but it does upset the apple cart somewhat, because you've got to recognise dummy half who has been there for 22 games this year, and then you take him out, and it takes a while to get used to that. Young Lawton's his days now are in the back row.
Mm.
So, hopefully he'll be back this weekend, Croker. But if he's not, they might have to find something else.
All right. Dez has got work to do. And Dez, we put the request in. Can we speak to somebody on the show this week? Denied.
Yep.
Dez has gone radio silent. Now, and we fully respect that. But, Brad Arthur came on the show last week and look what they did.
And we see a lot of coaches this time of year do different things, and we've seen it between Bellamy, between Bennett and Ivan, and now we're seeing it with Dez. Dez obviously peed off by that performance that his team put against Melbourne, so he wants to go down under.
We'll get to the Ivan Cleary versus Wayne Bennett battle very shortly, but before that, we need to get to. it's the past that. It's the almost pass that was heard around the rugby league world. 25-24, the Roosters getting it done. They go through to this game against Manly, take on Manly for a spot in the prelim, but it was there. The Gold Coast Titans had fought and wrestled and dug deep, and they had a finals win in front of them.
Yeah.
And Patrick Herbert had two options. He could have given it to David Fifita, who is a human being built to run over one bloke at the try line, or he could have shifted it out to Corey Thompson.
Instead, he went alone, and at the last moment, he realised that he was going to get tackled, so he tried to flick it out the back to Corey Thompson and went into touch, and that was, they were brave. Both teams were brave, I thought, in this game. This was a fantastic game.
Great
25-24. The last time they played was 35-34, so these two teams have got a bit of a theme going.
And it was Buddy Sam Walker again.
Yeah, well, he only played 9 minutes, Sam Walker. When he came on, he had one attempt, missed that, and then he had another attempt, got that, and then a try-saving tackle.
He's like an NFL field kicker.
Yeah, he's come on the subs. What do they call the special teams?
Yeah, special teams.
I thought Campbell was awesome. Jaden Campbell, the fullback, was great. I thought Wallace played his best game this year.
Yes.
Tino had a few handling errors, but made up for it in some bulldozing runs. And again, I think Victor Radley's return won them the game, to be honest. Without him, they don't win that game, I don't think.
And he was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was great. He was great.
His first, he was energy. He was everything we expected out of Victor Radley.
He was in your face. He was, he's their alpha male. And they, in that last set of six, Titans had to run 100 metres to, and they made the break up the left-hand side with
Furmore.
Harry, he's a good player. And then they had the chance. And, I don't want to heap too much crap on Pat
Herbert
because he's he's going to have to live with that decision. And but the cold hard facts, they got within a point of staying alive, and they will regroup after that, and they'll be better for the run, as they say in horsing terminology.
Yeah. Well, and nobody needs to say anything more to or about Patrick Herbert, because I think what Corey Thompson said to him after the siren went,
he passed me the ball.
And I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I can understand his frustration, but anyway.
Oh, it's
the emotion of the moment.
In that moment when you know that your season is gone and it could have been alive, that's hard to come to terms with. And I'm sure once they got the dressing room, everyone put their arm around him and said, mate, it's all good.
Yeah, of course they would have. Now, quickly, there are some further implications. So the Gold Coast Titans season is done, and I think getting to a final and being so close, cold comfort for Justin Holbrook and his men, but I think it's a tick for the season, for the Titans.
Oh, yeah. It's a pass mark, definitely.
For the Roosters, they now will take on Manly. And again, you come back to it. I know we talked about Victor Radley's performance. James Tedesco. See, Turbo, quiet, right? But James Tedesco, just his floor performance. His worst performances are still so close to his best. He just...
Yeah, and I think that he manufactures play. He manufactures himself into the game, and that's something Turbo will have to do as his career goes on and on, because he's going to be targeted a lot more than he was this year.
Yeah.
On the cheat sheet, every time you play against Manly, you're going to have to... They'll come up with something like Melbourne did the other night and just run the ball in the last. Don't kick it. Don't give him any open space.
Yeah. Teddy was so good.
Yeah, the Roosters were great. I thought Angus Crichton and Tupanua were great in the back row. And a couple of injury woes for the Roosters, but they'll keep coming.
Well,
don't worry about that.
And Sam Verrills, who is very important now, he will be challenging his high tackle charge at the NRL judiciary. Even with an early guilty plea, it's a one-game suspension. Now, if he's unsuccessful, it's a two-game suspension. So they're risking him playing in a prelim here for the opportunity to have him on the field against Manly. If they can have it, they're going to contest the grading of it. So if they can have it downgraded, he will escape with a fine.
There was some extenuating circumstances in that tackle, because he got tackled low and was falling, Kelly, and Verrills kind of didn't have any way, shape or form to get out of the way. So. Yep. Rugby league is a contact sport. Sometimes contact's accidental, and you've got to have a look at the facts.
And when you compare it to what Junior Paulo's gotten away with, we'll get to that.
And
we have to go back. When Kevin Proctor gave away a penalty for a high shot, and I think it was maybe Drew Hutchison, I can't quite remember who had the ball, the Roosters player had slipped and was basically lying on the grass. And Kevin Proctor had his arm maybe an inch, 2 inches above the grass,
Yep, that was, that was ridiculous.
And the Roosters went on to score. I know.
You can't be penalising that.
That was insanity.
I said it in the commentary as well.
Oh, it was disgusting.
Even King Wally agreed with me.
So I think we can agree. There you go. MG, Wally Lewis, Liam Flanagan, we all agree. Titans were robbed. Right, let's move along. Saturday night, the result that I don't think we saw coming.
No.
10-16, South Sydney through to a prelim.
I thought there'd be an upset or two. I didn't think this would be the one. I put my house on Penrith beating the Rabbitohs, and I said they'd do it quite easily. I actually put a line through the South Sydney once Latrell was out, and I put my hand up for that. They were enormous. They were just enormous. They unsettled everything that Penrith tried to do. Their defence was so epic, especially Campbell Graham on that right side with Jackson Paulo on Brian To'o. First game I've seen Brian To'o never make a tackle break, and he kept getting put back. And their defence was just, they came and they defended their asses off, and they won the game. To keep Penrith to 10 points with that attacking arsenal they've got is magic.
Last time Panthers scored 10 or less, round 5, 2020.
Wow.
That was against Parramatta. That's right.
They lost.
And they just don't score that few points. And it was the defence of that South Sydney side, as you mentioned, MG, the outside defence of Paulo and Graham, but up the middle as well. And Damien Cook, we spoke about how he was going to be important. He had a great game.
Oh, Cook and Murray were fantastic. Look, every person in the South Sydney team were great. Penrith, you look at hindsight, you wonder whether if Ivan had his time over again, he would have rested all his players against Parramatta, because it seemed the teams that rested all their players, the Storm, the Rabbitohs and Eels, all won.
Mm.
So you don't know how such a taxing year, that week off, just they seem to just get another kick up the bum and just go, this is fantastic this time of year to have a week off. So, yeah, look, hindsight is a magic thing, but you can't take anything away from the Rabbitohs.
No way.
Like, we've got to really – and I think a lot of – since that performance, I think that everyone's concentrating on what wouldn't happen in the coach's box. And again, Bennett's winning that race because no one's talking about his team, and they're going under the radar somewhat because Bennett's just the consummate professional about detracting anything from his players. He's just reflecting – the best reflector ever. And we saw in the lead-up, we saw him after the game, and I think Ivan would learn a lesson from that. You know, he said, don't get involved with a guy like Bennett, because it'll only come back and bite you in the bum.
If rule one of the finals manifesto is to never doubt the Melbourne Storm, rule two surely is do not engage Wayne Bennett.
No.
Do not engage Wayne Bennett. Because
don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear. And even if he pokes you, ignore it.
Yeah, that's right. And we all saw what happened in the dress, the coaches' boxes and press conferences. Well, that's again, South Sydney on the field were fantastic. Young Blake Taff, I thought after his first ball, I'm like, he's in for. But then he set up a try to Jackson Paulo. All over fantastic from the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Now Tom Burgess, best game for the year,
250 meters or something like that. Jai Arrow's defence, He was on a mission, Jai Arrow was. So, and then Cal Matagi and Sua in the back row. It's a very, very strong team. And all this talk now that, you can't win a competition. And, well, they just silenced all that. They silenced all that last Saturday night, because that team, if they play like that again, they can beat anybody.
Cal Matagi has put on 10 kilos in his legs.
Yeah, it's massive.
When he got through for that shot on Cleary, which they gave a penalty for, I don't know, it looked simultaneous to me, but I thought, I'm so glad I'm not Nathan Cleary, because that was some sort of hit. But look, 16-10, and now the Panthers, everybody's saying, I don't know what your thought on this is, MG, but everybody's saying, now they have to beat the Storm in a prelim. They were going to have to beat the Storm to win the comp.
You got to beat the Storm once.
You got to beat them at some point.
In the finals. You got to beat them finals.
You can't get the grand final day and hope they don't show up. I hope their bus is late.
That's right. So, look, it could be Penrith and South Sydney again. Who knows?
Yeah. So, look, we get to the final game of the round. Sunday, Rockhampton. What a field. Rockhampton was influencing the game early on. Mitchell Moses couldn't quite figure out the breeze with his kicks. But Parramatta, we spoke to Brad Arthur on the show on Friday, and we got a sense of confidence from him. And then the bold decision that copped a lot of criticism to not play Ryan Madison. Yeah. But it proved to be a really strong team. And all those players, and Mitchell Moses was running at the line, and it all fell into place for the Parramatta Eels.
They look rejuvenated, didn't they? Mm. They look really fresh. They look good. They, as you mentioned, they started off the game pretty ordinarily, and they were behind, I think, 10-6 at one stage.
When Reid Marnie jumped into the Channel 9 commentary and dropped the next bomb.
That's, beep, beep, beep. That was funny. Mitchell Moses' running game, wow. I remember when he first burst on the scene for the West Tigers, he'd run like that all the time. Every week he'd be doing that. But he's put in the back pocket of recent times and recent years, and I think he's got to bring it back out for the finals, because every time he ran, he would create something on the next play of the ball, or he scored a good try from it. And look, Tuala, who was on the wing for the Knights, I think not many times you score three tries in a final and lose. So, look, I thought Campbell Gillard's, he was enormous yesterday. Junior Paulo, who we spoke about, luckily escaped any charge. Ray Stone, who wasn't picked for his attacking spark, but he made 50 tackles, and that's exactly what his resume was. Get out there and tackle.
And I wonder whether Reid Marnie's absence and the fact that it was Ray Stone at dummy half sort of spurred Mitchell Moses on a bit more, you know? I've got a dummy half who is just there to defend and not make mistakes, and I have to go a bit more here.
Yeah, maybe, because Will Smith came on and exactly what we thought. He'll come on and do some stuff around the ruck. He had a bit of a spark out of dummy half, and you can't see them changing a winning formula.
No, and I would imagine for your Panthers though, MGs, they take on the Parramatta this weekend. The side where Tuala had all that success, it'd be Ivan to be having a look at that and going, well.
That's Fergo's wing. Fergo's wing, and he had a bit of a knee problem yesterday, and he come back on to score two tries. So, but yeah, look, I think Brad Arthur would be elated with that victory, because it was always going to be a tough. That Newcastle, they come seventh for a reason. They're a decent side. They just couldn't get the ball to Ponga enough, and Mitchell Pearce picked the wrong time to have one of his most quiet games of the season. Yeah.
Well, and you talk about hindsight being 20-20. You look back on the 45 minutes that Ponga and Pearce both played in the final round of the regular season. You think, against the Broncos, did you need to?
No, they didn't.
Did you need to? Especially on that blustery suburban ground up at Rockhampton where the grass was getting chewed up. You could see it visibly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That would have been is that a harder ground to play on, MG, that sort of a ground, compared to, the Suncorps and the ANZs?
I think once you're playing, you don't even think about the ground. Okay. It's kind of before the game when you're warming up and stuff, you take note. But, no, once the crowd's in and once the whistle blows for kickoff, the ground takes a back seat to anything. So, but yeah, well done, Para.
Well done, Para.
Four Sydney teams in this week's finals, ooh-hoo, which is awesome. Four Sydney teams playing in Queensland.
Well, you got the Battle of the Beaches and the Battle of the West.
Yes.
Very exciting. I look forward to our round preview, which will be coming out later on this week. Then there were six teams left. We say goodbye to the Titans. We say goodbye to the Knights, and the race for the NRL Premiership continues.